The Blue Water Chamber of Commerce hosts a variety of networking events, connecting their members with leads, referrals, and people they can do business with. See what's happening at the Chamber and how they can help your business grow at bluewaterchamber.com.
Now, the weather wasn't ideal for opening day, but a lot of people got out there in the woods this past Sunday and earlier this week as well, as firearm deer season is underway. We have to put a little focus on firearm safety along with that. Joining us right now from the Port Huron Police Department, Sergeant Doug Decker. Doug, good morning.
Morning, Paul.
Really important to remind people about safe firearm usage, especially as they're heading out into the woods right now.
Yeah, it's a good time of the year to remind people, and really this is something any time of the year to remind people about firearm safety. It's very important, you know, and you have more people handling firearms because of the deer hunting season and then there's muzzle loading season and that. So the more we handle weapons, the more possibilities of accidental negligent discharges and injuries.
Yeah.
So how do we defeat that and not have that happen to us? What do? First, we start with four cardinal rules of firearm safety. We treat all firearms as if they're loaded at all times. Even when we ourselves have physically and visually inspected a weapon and said it's empty, we still treat it with respect like it's loaded. Next rule, laser rule. We don't let the muzzle of the weapon cross anything we're not willing to destroy. So that's an empty weapon, that's a loaded weapon. We keep our finger off the trigger till we're on target and ready to shoot. So if we're at the range, our finger's not on the trigger, the muzzle's not up on target, or moving around behind anything till you're up on target. If we're hunting, till we're up on that deer, that's when the finger goes on the trigger, not before that.
Yeah.
Always be sure of your target, you know, and backstop. What's beyond it? So what is the target? And so for us at the range, there has to be a safe backstop for the round's impact. For hunters, you have to have a safe area, you know, so that means not around homes, not in populated areas, not where trails are, where maybe you have hikers, you know, because this is a beautiful time to get out and hike and ride bikes, too, so we got to remember that. And, you know, really, there's some reasons why firearm safety is so important. We want to eliminate unintentional death and injury, right? And that can be caused by negligent or accidental discharges. So, you know, I have a kind of old stat, 2013, 47,000 unintentional deaths. That's worldwide. Mm. That's death. So add injuries to that, and it's going to go up. And then, you know, and this hits home close and recent. So during the September youth hunt this year down in Clay Township, an 11-year-old boy was shot, and he died during a hunting accident. And while the sheriff's department was down there investigating it, the mother was actually clearing one of the weapons and accidentally shot herself in the hand. So, you know, you have two things happen right there in a short time span. So, you know, and that's right here. So when people go, well, that, you know, I hear about this, but I don't believe it. No, it happens and
yeah.
It happens nearby. So we want people to remember that
yeah.
and always be safe.
Yeah. Got to really be careful when you're handling firearms and when you're putting them away as well.
Right, firearm storage. You know, I kind of recall, I was thinking when I was looking through my notes, you know, we talked about teaching your kids. So I didn't have that when I sent the email to you the other day, but that's big. Teach your kids about not touching firearms. Teach them about if they go to someone else's house where there might be firearms, to not handle them. And how we prevent kids, whether it's our own or visitors, from getting into firearms, first of all, we get a good gun safe if we can. And if you can't get the top-of-the-line one, you can still get something that will secure a weapon in it. Gun safes do a couple things. They keep the kids out. They prevent thieves from taking the weapons. And some are designed to keep a fire out, right? Mm-hmm. Also, we should keep weapons stored separate from ammunition. And when we are shooting, make sure we use the correct ammunition. Other things we can use besides gun safes, there are gun locks, there's trigger locks, so the trigger can't be pulled. Putting a trigger lock on, I'll remind you, that should be an empty weapon, and you want to visually and physically inspect that and make sure of that before you put that trigger lock on. Cable locks, and also there's a device called a chamber plug. You can put that in an unloaded weapon, and it prevents loading around into the chamber, and it gives a person a visual cue, too, that there's something blocking the chamber, all right? But again, we treat that weapon with respect when we're handling it.
Yeah.
with that, safety equipment and training. You should always wear eye and ear protection when you're shooting, especially at the range. I know sometimes hunters don't have ear protection, but there are, you know, there are earplugs that will allow you to hear noises and ambient noises, but will shut out the gunshot. And there's earmuffs designed to do that too. It protects your hearing. Ball cap is nice. It protects you from brass coming down and hitting you in the face. I'd also recommend, you know, shooting gloves that give you a better grip on the weapon, and long sleeve shirts and stable footwear. So long sleeve shirts protect your bare skin from hot brass, and stable footwear is important, you know, so you don't want to fall or something or slip, something like that. And if you're going to use a firearm or carry one, you have to learn how to do it, how to carry it properly, how to use it properly. Avoid alcohol or drugs. That's one of the lessons you're going to learn. And I would strongly recommend, you know, hunter safety courses. If you're going to get your CPL license, you're going to sit through a class, you're going to learn a lot. And maybe you're not getting your license. Maybe it's a class that's good just to learn about firearm safety if you have them in your home. And then the NRA, you know, and I won't get into, you know, there's they're not just about the Second Amendment. They're also about firearm safety. And they put out a lot of classes to the public and law enforcement about firearm safety and training and handling. So those are all important things to remember if you're going to take on the responsibility of owning or using a firearm.
Yeah, and if you're hunting in Michigan, you got to make sure that you follow the state law too.
That's right. So firearms must be unloaded, enclosed in a case, or in the trunk of the vehicle, unless you're a CPL holder with your pistol, and that's whenever you're transporting the firearms in a vehicle. And also, if you are out hunting, remember, you cannot hunt within 150 yards of an occupied building, dwelling, or barns without the permission of the owner, the renter, or the occupant of that building. And both of those are 90-day misdemeanors if you violate those.
Yeah. Okay? All important stuff to know that you, to make sure that you know about before you head out there into the woods. We still got a lot of firearm season left. We do that through the end of this month, so essentially that goes right through Thanksgiving weekend, but you gotta be safe if you're going to head out there.
Right, so we want you to go out, have a successful hunt, and number one, have a safe hunt. Oh, and if I could add one other thing, if you're going to be handling firearms and have them on you, trauma kits or first aid kits, have them with you in case there is an accident or negligent discharge. It's just a good idea to have. You can begin medical treatment before EMS and fire arrives, so it's something you can start treatment. So always I would recommend having that equipment with you too if you're going to be handling firearms.
Great thought. Absolutely. Good stuff. Doug, always appreciate it. Thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thanks, Paul. Appreciate it.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye.